This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking it up this hour, we've got Robert Moxley scheduled a little later in the program with an update on the SB 277 lawsuit. But right now, to alleviate all of our stresses, Dr. Shunney is back with us talking about CBD from CV Sciences. Those of you who know and listen to this show know that that's a daily regimen for me, especially when I was in Las Vegas for a conference. I was grateful to have the CBD with me, Dr. Shunney.
I bet you were. Did it help you sleep and manage your stimulation from all that noise and bright light?
Yeah, you know, I don't think anything can help me sleep when I'm in Vegas, but certainly the ability to deal with the anxiety. I should have been, like, you know, mainlining it that weekend, but overall it was a good time. And I think this is a good time to talk about stress and CBD, how it impacts our ability to manage stress, because not only in California where the moms and dads are very concerned about these vaccine mandates, but just the general back-to-school stress. I mean, these are things that anybody can deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you and I were talking before the program, we're learning all these wonderful things about CBD, cannabidiol, which, of course, is one of the over 120 different cannabinoids from the cannabis plant. You know, we're learning about its potential for impacting cancer and neurodegenerative disorders and pain. And I mean, really, the list goes on and on. But I think it's important to bring everybody back to the idea that it's also extremely important and helpful for how we deal with stress. And that's something that each and every single one of us has. And let's face it, we could all do better with how we manage the stress that we have, right?
Yeah, the thing is that life is stress to some degree. I learned early on that there are stressors that are considered negative stressors, but there are also positive stressors. But the ability to manage it, whether it's you know, too much of a good thing, as they say, how do you maintain some semblance of balance in that? Because, you know, a lot of folks that do experience a euphoria in life will also experience that opposite side of a depression. And we want to
find a
way to modulate that.
Right. So if we go back to the basic understanding of this concept of an endocannabinoid system, right, this was discovered in the 1990s. This is something that you and I and everybody has. And basically it's made up of our own endocannabinoids that we make and then the receptors in our bodies that those endocannabinoids fit into. Now, those receptors are in every major organ system of our body, which is just amazing that we just discovered this system in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
But here we have all these cannabinoid receptors, and they are most densely distributed in the parts of the brain that help us perceive and manage stress, which is called our limbic system, right? So our endocannabinoid system is really set up to help keep us balanced. And when it gets out of balance, which, you know, can be based on chronic stress, poor diet, medications, too much THC, which you can also find in cannabis, when those things get out of whack, CBD can come in and help to balance that endocannabinoid system. And when our endocannabinoid systems are balanced, we are going to be able to perceive and manage the different stressors, both good and bad, that we have to respond to in an optimal way. And when we're responding in an optimal way, then we have stress resilience. We respond better. So, I'm sure you've talked a lot on your show about the concept of adrenal health and adrenal fatigue, right?
What's an adrenal gland? We have no
idea. What's an adrenal gland? Right.
No.
So let's go there, right? So, I mean, your listeners probably know because they listen to you, but right, our adrenal glands are the part of our endocrine system that help us manage stress.
Mm-hmm.
And naturopathic doctors and integrative practitioners for decades have been talking about the importance of adrenal health. And adrenals are really important in this whole concept of how we manage stress. But interesting, the adrenals are kind of at the bottom of a process that starts when the body perceives stress, right? We perceive stress. Our limbic system, our amygdala in our brain says, danger, 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 right? Stimulates the hypothalamus in the brain, which makes some chemicals that stimulates the pituitary gland also in the brain, which stimulates our adrenals, which make cortisol and other stress hormones to help us manage stress. So adrenal health, you know, I've been focusing for 15 years on the adrenal, the endpoint. What I'm starting to think about more recently is, how can I impact what happens at the top level? How do I impact the way in which we perceive what has to happen around us and then have a big emotional stress response, or maybe don't? Maybe have a more grounded, centered response which doesn't shoot my cortisol levels through the roof. And, you know, meditation, right? We know that meditation, you know, and awareness, these kinds of things, mindfulness, these things have been studied to be so effective for people's health. And that's because it really is a top-down treatment for this kind of stress resilience and stress management. Well, here's where CBD comes in. CBD comes in, it helps balance that endocannabinoid system, and it is greatly going to impact us at that level. So when you take your CBD when you feel anxious, like when you're in Las Vegas for your conference, mm-hmm. you take your CBD and it's calming down that whole stress response, that whole HPA axis that ends up at the adrenals is going to function better. So this is an area where I've been using with my patients and just seeing tremendous success in their ability to manage their stress better. And I, you know, honestly, I really haven't had a supplement or something that I could give that would do that so reliably in the past.
Well, we have an issue in our country, in our culture in the West, where managing stress has been not really, let's say we haven't been taught well how to deal with it. You mentioned meditation and that kind of thing, and that's a non-drug mm-hmm. approach, obviously. But the mm-hmm. drug approaches, the pharmacological approaches, as much as you see all of these news articles about non-drug approaches, when you go to a Western doctor, for the most part, they haven't been turned on to this yet because they are looking at pharmacology from a different perspective, from a synthetic right. patented scenario. And some of these medicines, the anti-anxiolytics and the antidepressants, these are some mm-hmm. of the most dangerous categories of drugs ever created.
Yeah, absolutely. The side effects are just tremendous. And some of the studies that are coming in that are looking at, you know, CBD and its ability to impact different manifestations of anxiety, whether it's social anxiety or generalized anxiety, PTSD, I mean, they're extremely positive and they don't have the negative side effects that the anti-anxiety meds have. And let's face it, if we're talking about anxiety, we know that more than any pharmacologic agent, CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy is more effective for anxiety anyway. I mean, we also know that the antidepressants just really don't have excellent efficacy across the board either. So we're dealing with a drug category that has minimal efficacy and also has a tremendous amount of side effects. So we keep going back to the behavioral stuff, the CBT or, you know, mindfulness meditation or, you know, if the doctor is even aware of that. But really what happens more often than not is the patient's told, you need to get a handle on that stress. See you next year. You know, it's
right.
like,
thanks a lot,
there's
Doc.
Nothing for them. And so the CBD is just, it, to me, I mean, it's really changed my practice so much because of its ability to help in this regard. Of course, hand in hand with the idea of stress management and stress resilience is how good are you sleeping? How well are you
right.
sleeping? And the fact that I've been able to use CBD with so many patients to help restore sleep where other natural modalities were not working, just kind of spills over into supporting the stress response as well. So it's just dynamite for that.
Dr. Shunde, an expansion on this discussion when you talk about a top-down scenario, the intestinal tract, the gut-brain connection, we're learning so much more about that as well, and also receptors associated with CBD or cannabinoids as well, there, that second brain scenario. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? I know, I'm asking a lot. I mean, I'm going
to... No, and I think it's really fascinating. And, you know, so to me, I mean, these are the areas where my brain is going to, Robert. It's like, because I know how important balancing the gut microbiota is. And, you know, we do know, there's actually a study that looks at CBD and restoring the gut flora. That, I'm going to be completely transparent with you. Mm-hmm. That's the extent of my knowledge of that study. But I do remember reading it. It exists, and it's a pathway that's been confirmed. And I think we're going to keep hearing more and more about that. The other piece... Uh-huh. is that we're learning more and more about all the little genetic SNPs and how, you know, how our genes can kind of wire us to respond to CBD and to the cannabinoids in one way or another, too. And I think as we learn more about that, you know, that's going to really continue to expand how we can use this ingredient as well.
Right. And I know that, you know, our focal point today when we talk about anxiety and stress and really providing a brilliant, beautiful, natural, safe option for folks. You know, as I've talked with many parents and doctors related to children who are diagnosed into the autism spectrum, and they have horrible gut dysbiosis scenarios, they have seizure activities, and a lot of folks are discovering about CBD because of, you know, Sanjay Gupta and what he did on CNN with talking about seizure disorders and things along those lines. So we know the impact, the gut-brain connection. The more we learn about it, the more we know how interconnected they are. And so as we learn about the benefit of CBD, not only in brain, but everywhere there are receptors for it.
Absolutely. Every organ system of the body has cannabinoid receptors. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
It is wild, and it's a wild and wonderful thing to learn that we have a safe and reliable source for CBD, folks. Plus, CBDoil.com is the website. We have it linked up as well in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Grateful to Cannavest. You know, CD Sciences has done amazing things, but they've also made accessible for those of you who would like through the show to get it at 15% off. RSB15 is the code when you check out online, RSB15. And it's a very simple way to access it, although I would love it if you'd go to your local natural products retailer, health food store, and make sure they have some CBD on the shelves. When we started talking about this with Stuart Tomk, we were down like under 100 stores. Now the nation is starting to embrace this, so the message is getting through.
It's really exciting. I mean, the amount of people that know something about this, I mean, the exponential rate that this has grown, it's so exciting. It's time. And, of course, the thing that I love about the Plus CBD oil specifically is that it's hemp-derived, which means that I can be very certain about it having an extremely low content of THC. And then CB Sciences makes it really easy for me to know exactly how much CBD somebody is getting. And a lot of dispensary items don't always have that information so available. So I really like using these products a lot.
I'm with you there. This is one of the critical parts, because when I utilize anything, I want to know that I'm going to get it consistently the same way I expect it every time. And that's important. And, you know, you go around the street corners, you don't know. And there's a lot of folks out there putting it out there. I don't, you know, want to stop anybody from the freedom to do that. But if you want consistency, reach out to my friends at CV Science and Dr. Shunney, DrShunney.com. Always a great time when we're together. Thank you so much for the info.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
All right, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, in addition to the discount codes for CBD, right, which I just talked about with Dr. Shunney, RSB15, the same code can be applied to activation products, to get your East Magnesium, to get your, the super green stuff that Super Don is making them so super. What's that called?
That would be called Oceans Alive.
You got it, my friend. That's good green stuff. Take a big, big swig, and you'll be doing such good things, you won't be able to be contained, and you'll be calling up the Robert Scott Bell Show and say, I have so much energy, I don't know what to do, so I'm calling you.
Leap over tall buildings in a single bound.
Exactly. Hey, we got an upcoming interview I did earlier today, Robert Moxley, because since we had those updates yesterday, a lot has happened in California with SB 277, the lawsuit. So we're going to get to that, an update for you here exclusively on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. It'll be up on YouTube at RSBellMediaChannel on YouTube. Let's see. We do have some more questions of the day. I've got time for one right now, Super Don. Should we go for it? Because it is related to the California thing and in a broader sense, the whole vaccine issue.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do here.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Good question here coming from Kathy Simon Rooney. She says, I just listened to your interviews with Jim Turner and Robert Moxley regarding amending the complaint before appealing.
I wondered if there is a way also to address how schools ban unvaccinated children from school for 3 weeks when there is an outbreak of measles, etc., and what constitutes outbreak. We live in California, and luckily my daughter has a medical exemption. She just started seventh grade. However, there was a time that one parent had measles and dropped off their child. All children who were not fully vaccinated had to remain out of school for 4 weeks. It's a private school. Luckily, that didn't happen to her. It was only the preschool portion, and my daughter was in fourth grade at the time. My concern is that we pay quite a bit of money, and even though she can attend now because of her medical exemption, she still may be banned temporarily if there is an outbreak of one person infected. Any thoughts? So this is that exception to the rule that I've never really complained about, that they say, all right, here's the worst that could happen. If you're not vaccinated, they can't keep you out of school unless you're in California. But if there's an outbreak of the disease you're not vaccinated against, then you have to keep your kids at home. Now, I didn't know if it was for 4 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 weeks or one. I guess that maybe depends on the incubation period of whatever they're talking about. But for me, I'm just fine with that. I understand, Kathy, and I've sent my kids to private school since they've started school. So, yeah, we pay the big bucks. Maybe we would have to say, let's cut the rate for that week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks. You're not letting my kid attend, and you might be able to argue that. But the idea is, do you want your kids around really sick people for that time period? I'm not concerned if they're around measles. You know that. You're not, probably, because you know. But, again, if your child has a medical exemption, is it because there is an immunodeficiency that makes them more vulnerable to vaccine injury, or is there another issue that you've just found a good doctor and you know that vaccines are dangerous? I would do, of course, the homeopathic nozodes for measles or anything from a homeoprophylaxis perspective to address that. I would have them on silver hydrosol, which stops viral replication. And would I argue that they need to be in school? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, give them a little holiday, a little break. I know it's not convenient, but if that's the worst thing that happens, I don't think that's a battle I want to get into right now. Because the bigger battle, and Kathy, I'm sure you would acknowledge this, is the entire freedom issue to even send your kids to a private school in California if they're not vaccinated, right? Because they've eliminated philosophical religious exemptions. So, I don't know, Super Don, maybe I'm being a little weak on the freedom thing, but I think winning the people over to the point where they're so freaked out about a disease that they're going to make your kids stay home because he or she is not vaccinated, I'll let that one slide by.
I think the kid would be in favor of that too.
Exactly. Your kid's going to be like,
yay, vacation. But okay, so she lives in California, mm-hmm. and her daughter goes to private school.
Yep. And she has an exemption.
And she's got an exemption. So good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess really the concern she's got here is about the fact that she's paying money.
Yeah.
And that her child is going to end up missing part of school that she's paid for. So,
right.
Like you said, I mean, I suppose you could try and talk to the school, but I think in the big picture,
yeah.
The fact that your kid got an exemption, is unvaccinated, and going to private school, I think that's a victory.
Yeah, that's a win right there. And if you have to have them stay home, get their homework for a little while, I know it's inconvenient if both parents work. I get that. But if we're looking at the big battle lines being drawn, that's not the battle I'm going to take on right now. I want to protect all of those kids that are in families that are trying to send their kids to school in California, hopefully private. But I know, you know, even the public schools are prohibited. And, of course, homeschool is the exception at this point. We'll see where it goes. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Update with Robert Moxley, one of the key attorneys here on this effort to overturn SB 277 in California after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, follow-up segment today, 24 hours, a lot of difference that can make. And the case we're talking about, of course, was against SB 277 in the courts of California there, this federal court down in the Southern District, I believe. Robert Moxley, one of the key team members there. Yesterday we did a broad overview with a lot of great points, Robert. But today we learned, or actually a few hours after our interview, we learned that the attorneys all got together and said, you know what, we just need to dismiss this thing and do what? I'm not sure, but I think you got to walk us all through what happened since we talked yesterday.
Well, I mean, it's not so much what happened since we talked, but a lot has been going on since we didn't succeed in getting the preliminary injunction. That had to be done fast. That had to be done before school started. The approach that was taken was to point out what we thought was a terrible conflict between SB 277 and the law of education in California. And the judge told us a lot of things. The judge told us this is something that the legislature needs to address. And certainly that kind of effort is going on. But we all decided to dismiss this case. And frankly, I think more than one case will arise out of this. I don't think the litigation is over, but the situation, of course, as we discussed yesterday, will involve an effort on our part to challenge the sacred cow nature of vaccines. The assumption and the doctrine, I guess,
yes,
seem to control the preliminary hearing and the preliminary injunction decision was that vaccines are a sacred cow and vaccine mandates are immutable. And so certainly my focus at this time is to develop the kind of showing that can challenge the safety and efficacy of vaccines, and also challenge all of the many, many aspects of mandatory vaccination policy, really, in the United States. If this is going to be a matter of federal focus, it needs a reexamination of what everybody thinks and feels, and it has to be done with facts.
Robert, we're talking with Robert Moxley. The concerns yesterday that were echoed by you, as well as Jim Turner, of a really dangerous federal precedent if this was not done right, to go up in the appellate court and as such, that the bias would carry its way on up there if certain key elements were not considered. And, you know, one of those things is you brought up yesterday as well, the facts of vaccine danger, lack of vaccine safety studies, controversies including William Thompson at the CDC being a senior research scientist and whistleblower. All of these things were not included, as far as I understand, in the initial effort in the courts to get an injunction or injunctive relief. The question is this something that would be refiled as opposed to what we talked a little bit about, having an amended complaint to bring those in? You thought maybe it's better just to start it over from scratch?
Yes. I mean, it was a consensus of everybody that this was the way to do it.
So at this point, though, it doesn't preclude a reinitialization of a suit. I don't know if it would be going in the same way as an injunction along the way, which would still make sense, I believe, even if it's a little later. But to overturn it through the courts, even though the judge expressed his bias and said, no, this is a problem for the legislature. But we talked how important it would be to get things on the record, to get testimony in there, to get experts to testify that could not be, let's say, ignored anymore because, oh, that's just hearsay. That's someone saying it. It's not real. To get things that they, I don't know that they call it prima facie evidence at that point when it's admitted, but something that would be different and distinct than what has been or what has transpired thus far that has allowed them to get this far.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying. The option that would have been there in the lawsuit that existed was to seek an amendment to the pleadings to set forth a tremendous amount of scientific evidence. And it would be to shift gears and go in a different direction. The rule that we followed is a rule that allows for dismissal without prejudice and dismissal as a matter of right before the government or the state, the defendant, has even answered the case. And, you know, in all fairness to the state, if what we are going to do is attack the efficacy of vaccines and to put on a scientific case, refiling and refocusing is certainly fair to them, and it's fair to us. There's not as much of a hurry now because we wanted to stop this thing, and we took our best shot to stop this thing before school started. Now, an injunction actually goes hand in hand with the relief that we're really contending that we're entitled to, which is a declaratory judgment. A declaratory judgment is a matter of federal jurisdiction, and it's a matter of the federal jurisdiction under the Civil Rights Act, which actually could be used in state court if we wanted to. But the Federal Civil Rights Act entitles us to a judgment that passes on the constitutionality of SB 277, and of course, if we were able to show with facts and with a trial and with evidence and proof and all of the things that we're prepared to go forward with, if we're able to show that SB 277 is unconstitutional, well, then there'd be an injunction too.
Sure, of course, but you know, in the 100 years since Jacobson plus. There's a lot that has transpired that has not been considered by the courts, I think. And I think this is, you know, maybe this is the opportunity, as tragic as it is for our friends and brothers and sisters in California. These things happen, and you've got to respond accordingly on, as we said, on all fronts. This is not just going through the judiciary, but really the legislative efforts as well. So is there a concerted effort now, or is this a, you know, time to meet and reassess, like with Jim Turner and others? To say strategically we need to bring these in the next round?
Well, we have a pretty good idea of what we want to do. What we want to do requires some effort, and it requires some organization, and it's ongoing right now. That's not to say that there's not legislative efforts going on right now. It's not to say that there's not efforts to refine and probably make this attack on the infringement on the fundamental right to education that hasn't been abandoned by any means. It wouldn't surprise me a bit to see more than one lawsuit come out of this. But the reason the judge says this needs to be addressed with legislation is because we were not showing the court then and there that vaccines aren't safe, that vaccines are dangerous, that that a one-size-fits-all vaccine policy is an inappropriate policy.
I think that's probably the most annoying thing for a lot of folks out there that are, you know, their lives are hanging in the balance, or their perception of it, is that was an attack to begin with. And I can recognize the disappointment and maybe the anger out there of folks that are really behind you guys and want to see this succeed, and that they want to say, all right, we didn't get it this round, but I want to make sure you're loaded, you know, for bear this one, and not leave anything unturned in this regard.
Well, the effort that we made, which had to be completed in time to try to stop this thing before school started, was a good shot, and we learned a lot about it. The next shot is going to be a heck of a shot. The next shot is going to have more guns.
That's right. That's what we're looking for here. And also remember this draconian law in California, if it's done wrong up to the federal level, it could roll through the states, and then you'll find that these mandates will start appearing everywhere without exemption. And that is the great danger, why such care has to be taken, not only in loading the guns, but being ready to counter any of the arguments that the states may make or on the federal level that they might try to make to prevent this from stopping, because they want to see it roll across the country. As we know now, we live in a pharmaceutically controlled bureaucratic oligarchy.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Yes, my metaphor for this is that this is the beachhead, and we need to throw this line of thinking back into the ocean. But yes, to be successful in a judicial climate, we are going to have to overcome the cases that were relied on and which we believe are inapposite because this isn't the age of smallpox. This is the age of pervasive governmental, perhaps unduly influenced policy that's in conflict with fundamental rights and with the right to informed consent and with American freedom. And we're not going to take it laying down.
And liability, which is nowhere to be found in the vaccine industry once it gets on that CDC schedule, once again placed before us with no scientific validation for its safety. This is a fascinating part of our history here in America as we seek to regain liberty or abandon it. And I know Bob Moxley, you, Jim Turner, and others are trying to work diligently behind the scenes and hopefully up front of the scenes real soon here with another case and bringing it forward. Are there any messages out there for those parents, because I know you feel them, in California that are desperate for a remedy at this point?
Oh, man. We sure wish we could have done something for these 33,000 kids that are being kicked out of school. I mean, bad things are happening every day because of SB 277. Some schools think it's wonderful and are caught up in the frenzy of discrimination against these children. Some schools think, why are they making us do this? And so it's quite a problem. We are focused on every aspect of it. We're after them.
Yeah, you are, Bob. I appreciate you and Jim and the crew. We'll continue to bring you updates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links are up. The YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, also through Facebook Live and Periscope. And Robert Moxley, again, another American hero for health freedom. I appreciate all of your efforts. And stop by anytime with these updates. I think they're very important for all of us.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me.
You got it. Stick around, folks. We've got one more segment to wrap up the show. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues after this brief break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Stick with us if you want updates on SB 277 goings on. Even though we're all over the world is watching, and we'll keep you updated on that. Come on down to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there. We'll get you some free blasts occasionally. Thanks to Captain Morgan, and of course Super Don here making it sound so good. We've got a bunch of upcoming events. They're creeping up fast. September 11th, you know it. It's going to be the Cancer Prevention Convention in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And then we have the Homeoprophylaxis event, the Evidence-Based Choice, in October 7th, 8th, and 9th, St. Pete, Florida. Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. The pressure is on to get Super Don there with me and the gang. It'll be cool in the gang. Without him, we're not cool.
The heat is on,
my friend, and you have been called out. The Hearthlight event, that's a fundraiser and education for cancer patients and caregivers, October 28th, 29th, and 30th, before Halloween, in Gainesville, Georgia. All right, check them out. The links are up in the show notes now. Hurricane season. Hermine or Hermine, Hermione, how do you say this chick's name?
I have no idea. H-E-R-M-I-N-E.
Hermine.
Hermine. Hermine.
Hermine. I don't know. Hermione. Hermine. Mm-hmm. Hermine. I'm being told it's Hermine. Well, that's not very nice to say she's mean. Well, it's a hurricane. What do you want? But anyway, she's hitting the Florida coast, and that's the first one, evidently, since 2005.
Hurricane Wilma was the last one. And it's interesting. I take hurricanes seriously because when I was a kid, we got hit by what was once at one time called Hurricane Agnes, went all the way up the coast and hit New York.
Seem to remember that, yes. Yeah.
And I remember the debris field as a kid afterwards. But Florida, been through some hurricanes over the years. They're serious stuff. You don't take them lightly because they can spawn tornadoes and everything. But what I didn't know is that evidently female hurricane names are not taken as seriously as male hurricane names. Is it true that more people get hurt? The death toll increases when the women's names are used over the men?
Well, when I saw this story, the headline reads, "Female hurricanes are deadlier than male hurricanes." And I'm thinking, there's no way that just because it's named a female hurricane that it would be deadlier, right?
Right, unless it's named Bertha or something like that.
Or Hillary or something.
Hillary,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But,
happens is, and this is just crazy, people for some reason, apparently according to this study, will not take a hurricane as seriously if it has a feminine name than a male name. And this to me is just, listen, these people need to be removed from the gene pool. Because if they don't understand that it doesn't matter what you name a hurricane, it's still a hurricane.
Yeah.
They deserve what they get. I hate to say it, but if you think because a hurricane is named Priscilla is going to be less deadly than one that's named Bruno, then you don't understand just common, you don't have no common sense.
I think that there are some design flaws in the study, Super Don, because there was no control group, right? There was no Hurricane RuPaul. Right? So we don't know whether it's male or female, right? We need the transgender names so that we can have a balance, and then we can analyze this and find out if the data is real. I mean, am I onto something here? I think I'm onto something.
We've
been covering too many of these studies, haven't we?
You know, you're right. There's no transgender hurricanes.
Exactly. How we got a control group with that? We don't know if this is real or not.
Golly, that's a good point.
Yeah, thank you for, this is what the host does.
Well, see, today, but then again, what if it was named Pat?
Well, I don't think there's been a Hurricane Pat, so we don't have an ability to say whether it was considered more dangerous or less dangerous.
That's right, a gender-neutral name, that's what they should do.
Yeah, Pat, Hurricane Pat. That was from Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, Here's Pat.
Here's Pat, he or she. Are you a girl or a boy? We don't know. I don't know. So, anyway, good questions on hurricane genders. By the way, you can't peek under her skirt or his skirt to see what he's wearing. It's a hurricane. It doesn't have a gender. Why? It's just name it a number.
Now the hurricane it's going to miss you, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's going up the coast. We got some rainstorms and things, and there's potential tornadoes spawned in these things, but.
You'll get the outer cells and stuff, right?
We got some bands earlier today, we did. And it was good. The rain, the garden's happy, everything's green and not so mean. Which is nice. Things are growing, and take cover, everybody. It's a female hurricane. They're more dangerous. Run, hide. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
All right. Well, hey, a special thanks to Dr. Shunney for being on board today. Remember, go get the CBD, pluscbdoil.com, RSV 15, 15% off. Thanks to Robert Moxley as well. Thank you to Cheryl Chumley and Norm Singleton, and of course next week. With the Sacred Fire of Liberty, we do expect that Jonathan Emord will rejoin us as well. All right, folks, that's it for now. The power to heal and the blow away in the wind is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.